Now we will take a look at Suratul Fajr.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والفجر وليال عشر
والشفع والوتر
والليل إذا يسر هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بعاد إرم ذات العماد التي لم يخلق مثلها في البلاد وثمود الذين جابوا الصخر بالواد وفرعون ذي الأوتاد
Let us take a look at Ayah 1. We have Waw Fatha and Lam Sukun. Well, keep the tongue steady. And then Faj, Jim should have a Qalqala. And then the Ra, here will be heavy when we stop. Because there is a Fatha on letter Fa, so the Ra Sukun will become heavy. Well, Fajr. Repeat again. والفجر آية 2 وليال This is إظهار on لين For letter sheen when it has a sukoon we have to give this quality of spreading the sound around called تفشي So عش So you should give it some time and not be in a hurry not عشر But عشر and then the raw will be heavy. So when we want to make the raw heavy, we want to keep the tip of the tongue away from the gum line of the upper teeth and more inside, pull it inside. So عشر وليال عشر والشفعي Again, sheen has shadda. We still want to give it time. Wesh, wesh, chef. And fa sukun also gets a little extra time. Wesh, chefri. Wel wetro. Again, the rosh will be heavy, but the ta sukun gets hams. So let's make sure that the sound comes out. Wel wetro. والوتر Next ayah والليل إذا Push on the Hamza إذا Now the next word يسري When you put a sukun on the ra Normally we would think that the ya has a fatha So ra will be heavy But the original word here had a ya, which is deleted after the ra. So we are going to make the ra soft. Yes. Either yes.
هل في ذلك
قسم الذي. So we are emphasizing قاف and لام شدة. قسم الذي حجر. Now ح has a كسرة, so the را here is automatically soft. But the جيم, we should give the time to make the قلقلة sound. حجر.
هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر؟
We will stop here and continue with the next surah.